So were you at the start of your career, or are you somewhere in the middle and wishing your career could be better? So I've got a career planning process for you that uses just 12 cards. And these are them. They're the life cards from Motivate Cards. So go on, pick a card. I tell you what, I'll pick one for you. If you're thinking about your career, does your career for you need to be autonomous? Do you want to feel a certain degree of autonomy as you build your career, where you take your career to the next step? Or do you want it to feel energized? Is that what your career is all about from your perspective? Maybe fulfillment is really important. You want to feel fulfilled every day that you go to work. What about balanced? Maybe you're looking for a good work-life balance. Now, those are just four of the cards. There's another eight for you to work through, and I'm going to leave a link below so you can go off and sort through your own life cards. It's free at motivatecards.com. But the reason I'm introducing them to you today is because they're so versatile and they'll really help you as you start thinking about your next steps, whether you're starting your career in the middle or nearing the end and thinking, what shall I do as a swan song for my career? Anyway, let's get started. Welcome back, Changemakers. Come for the career advice and stay for the card trickery. You see, these are the four sets of Motivate cards. They come in an acronym that we call REAL. They were put together by my colleague Sue Wellman and I, and they come across these four categories of relationships. What type of relationships are you looking for in your life? What type of environment would you prefer to work in? What type of activities do you prefer to do? And overall in life, what are you looking for? Now, we've used Motivate cards in so many different ways. We've used them for organizations looking to develop workforce planning activities or to explore team motivation. But we use them most when it comes to professional development and helping individuals plan their careers and think about their next steps carefully. But today I want you to consider using them to determine what do you want and are you getting it from where you are right now. So if you're in the middle of a career and you're a bit unsettled, not really happy, it may be that you need to switch directions and go off towards your goals. Or it could just be that you need to think through what needs to change to make your current job as good as it could be. So I've been preparing a presentation today for some school leavers who are just about to launch their careers, and the variety of opportunities has never been greater. Now, in some respects, that's quite exciting, but on another, it can be a little bit overwhelming. But almost regardless of what they choose to do, the number one skill they're going to need is digital literacy. All of us are going to be existing inside the matrix. There won't be an obvious opt-out. Indeed, for many people, whether they're launching their career or thinking about developing portfolio careers, one of the big options will be how to make money online. And a new one for school leavers recently, how do I become self-employed? Now, that was never an option when we left school when I was younger. It was much more about further education or going and get your first traditional job. But the big new one since the pandemic, of course, has been entry-level jobs working from home. But the all-encompassing digital world that we live in means that young people launching themselves into the job market right now are going to be looking at entry-level remote jobs. In fact, the number of work-from-home jobs in 2022 has gone through the roof. But regardless of where you are in your careers right now, the concept of a portfolio career where you're maybe juggling balls and doing a number of things at the same time, or moving from one job or one type of career to another as we go through our lives, is going to be reality for everyone. But the problem is not about working from home. The problem is how do we go about building our networks and developing those adult life skills that will put us in a great position to develop our careers effectively. And I don't have all the answers for you today. What I do have is a recognition that there's a massive social change underway, and all of us need to be thinking differently about what's ahead. But my biggest recommendation for you today, regardless of where you are in your career, as you're thinking about your next step, just focus on what do you really want to do next. If you think too far out, you're likely to cloud the picture and start to deal with a whole load of uncertainties. You just don't know what opportunities are going to be available to you a few years down the line. So go for what you enjoy. Go for what really absorbs you, because you'll give it everything you've got. You see, it's impossible to see what's ahead of us. We know we're stood here today and we'd like to get there, but how we get there, we don't know. When we get there though, looking back, it all looks like common sense, and of course it happens that way. So don't worry if you can't see everything out into the distance. Just look at what's next and make it a choice that puts a smile on your face. Now, one thing that's going to put a smile on my face is if you want to like this and subscribe, because that helps get the message out there to even more people. And I'll look forward to seeing you again back here with more support and more ideas on how you can navigate the changes in your life. Take care.